probably in Flint to rectify. And, you know, we've got to find that money. And my biggest fear really is that it will come from other things that we value, like education.
We've been speaking with Chris Savage. You can find his work on this as well as other issues online at eclectablog.com. Chris Savage, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thanks, Janine. It's been a pleasure.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. FAIR also publishes a magazine called Extra. For subscription information, you can go to our website. It's fair.org. Counterspin is engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
KBOO Portland. The time is now 6 p.m. And coming up next is Bread and Roses.
The KBOO Community Radio Artist in Residence program assists artists working creatively with sound. Every year, one artist or one collaborative group of artists will be awarded 20 hours of studio recording and production time with a KBOO mixologist in order to create a piece of sound art that will be publicly presented at the end of the residency. The goals of the KBOO Artist Support Program are to support and invest in individuals who are pushing themselves artistically using sound, whose work will impact the cultural landscape of Portland, and to bring those artists into the dynamic KBOO community of local, national, and international artists and activists. Applications for the 2016 KBOO Artist in Residence are due February 12th at 5 p.m. More information and application materials are at kboo.fm/AIR2016.
This is Mike Crenshaw.
And Monica Beamer.
We're your KBOO station co-managers. We wanted to say thank you to all of our members for helping KBOO to exceed our goals in December. We appreciate everyone's generosity and commitment to KBOO, and we can't do all that we do without you.
We wanted to thank you for helping us to meet our $10,000 one-to-one match for new and increasing donations in November and December. We met our goal. And thank you to all the generous foundations and donors who created the match that encouraged new membership.
We have a lot more to do in 2016, and we can't do it without our members, our volunteers, and our whole community.
Thanks for keeping KBOO strong.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned, values-driven cooperative striving to provide access to Whole Foods customers can trust. People's features farm-direct organic produce, bulk foods, a weekly year-round farmers market, and everyone is welcome. Located on Southeast 21st and Tibbetts Street between Division and Powell, more information at peoples.coop.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
Welcome to Bread and Roses, feminist news and public affairs. On the KBOO airwaves since 1978, the longest-running feminist radio program in the country. I'm your host this week, Delphine Crescenzo, and our engineer is Leanne Kronz. Bread and Roses is a collective of radio activists who give voice to those working for social justice and equity globally and locally, and we strive to challenge systems of oppression. All of this, and we have lots of fun doing it. You can connect with us on the KBOO website, kboo.fm/breadandroses. There you can access our podcasts and share feedback or even show ideas. Also, like us on Facebook. Find us as KBOO Bread and Roses. And we are on Twitter, Bread Roses Radio. We always welcome new collective members, no experience necessary. So if you are interested in joining us as producers, host, or engineer, please contact KBOO's volunteer coordinator, Ani Haynes. Her email is volunteer@kboo.org or call the station at 503-231-8032. Ani's extension is 213. Welcome, and tonight on Bread and Roses, I play for you interviews I conducted with female graffiti artists in Marseille, in the south of France, while I was visiting my family over the holiday. For my birthday, which was December 22nd, my cousin spent 5 hours painting my name on the walls of an abandoned house in construction. She also invited other ladies, all graffiti artists, to paint with her and to answer my questions about their art and the influence of women on the culture. A few days later, we meet up again with the same ladies in an abandoned dental clinic. Visit the Bread and Roses Facebook page to see the pictures we took of these painting sessions. And tonight, I will play an interview with my cousin, who goes by Omis, and two of her friends, Beds, who has been a graffiti artist since age 12, and Lilliput, who is co-founding an organization to connect women graffiti artists around the world. I want to thank my crew in France who helped with this project, my husband, Noah Boyer, my cousin, Audrey Crescenzo, Tuya, my aunt Janine Crescenzo, and my aunt Tattoo Fletcher. Also, special thanks to my crew in Portland who helped with voiceover. That would be Jackie Malmstrom, Madeline Fox, and Zoe Pelliafis. And so here is the first of the three interviews, and this one is with Beds. This is Brandon Roses on KBOO Portland. So how long have you been a graffiti artist?
Since I was about 12 years old.
And how old are you now?
I'm 26 years old.
So it's been a long time. And how did you get started?
Well, in fact, it is my uncle, my father's brother, who was a graffiti artist when he was young. When he saw that I liked to draw when I was 10 years old, he gave me graffiti magazines and books to initiate me into the art. He's the reason why I'm into graffiti art.
And what does graffiti bring to your life?
It's my passion. It's nothing but joy. I'm not really trying to make a career of it. I'm not against getting paid to paint a piece on a canvas, but I do graffiti because I enjoy it, not to make money. My day job is to be a tattoo artist. It's still creative activity, but graffiti is really my passion. It's how I release the stress. It's pure joy.
Well, could you share with us how you start a project? Do you have an idea in mind? What's your thought process?
It depends on the day. Sometimes, like today, I bring with me a sketch or some research I did, and other times I improvise completely. I also draw characters, and some days I'm in a mood to draw a character. On other days, I'm in the mood to work on letters, but it's all improv. I let my imagination run wild.
What is your opinion about the presence of women in the world of graffiti art? Are there a lot of women?
Right now, yes, there is a fair amount. I would say there are fewer women artists in France than in other countries. In Mexico, there are a lot of women graffiti artists because in South America, it's normal for women to be graffiti artists. And here, it's different. For example, when I started, I did not know any women doing graffiti art. I had to start only with guys, and I knew zero girls. But for the last 2 years, we have come together as a group of 14 women, graffiti artists, DJs, breakdancers, who get together to do these arts that are considered for men. Now that we are a united crew, we go out and paint together. But it's true that for girls, it's hard to find a community, unless you are the girlfriend of a graffiti artist, because there are a lot of girls who get started because they're dating a graffiti artist. Or unless you know people in the culture, it can be very hard for a woman. The tattoo world is even more sexist, I would say. If you're a woman and a novice tattoo artist, guys can be very hard on you. But in the world of graffiti art, as long as you have passion of painting in common, most of the time, we only speak about spray paint and technique. We don't discriminate against anyone.
Qui nous réunit tous. La plupart du temps, on parle que de peinture. On parle même pas des différences des uns des autres, quoi.
Okay.
Ça qui est bien.
Et est-ce que tu penses que justement...
Do you think that graffiti art can play a role in reducing sexism from our society as well?
Yes, absolutely. For my part in the world of graffiti now, I really feel the equal of a guy. For example, this morning I was watching a video of a girl who's a graffiti artist in Marseille and in Paris. Her name's Poe, and she takes a lot of risks. She puts her art in very treacherous places, and she has become very famous for daring, and most guys give her a lot of respect for her work, even though most people know she's a woman. She gets respect because she's got balls.
Tout le monde sait que c'est une fille, mais tout le monde la respecte parce qu'elle a...
Oh, she does not, which is even better.
She has ovaries.
Even more powerful. Why do you think it is important to have representations of female creations in graffiti art, but also in life? Because when you paint on a wall, then it becomes seen.
La vie, quoi. Parce que donc du coup vous graffez, du coup. C'est vous,
oui,
quoi.
On est artistes, on est artistes.
Yes, we are artists. Our femininity comes out on the walls. That's true, because before, in graffiti art, you could tell that the style was very masculine. A lot of big block letters. Women, when we add our touch, we also bring a little bit of poetry. We can say a little bit of softness. Even though at the beginning my goal was not to be identified as a woman graffiti artist, I choose an artist name, Beds, that sounded masculine on purpose. I wanted something that was not Miss So-and-so or Lady this or that, so people could not tell I was a girl. And my goal was to do a lot of graffiti art that people would think was the art of a man.
Et comment ça a changé?
So how have things changed?
Well, when I started meeting more and more people in Marseille, folks started realizing that I was Beds and that I was a girl. This is how most people found out. Word of mouth. But I never had any problems with people dissing me because I was a girl when they found out. On the contrary.
Et donc une fois que les gens ont su, est-ce que ton style...
And so when people knew that you were a girl, did your style change?
Yes, to a certain extent. But I still really like to leave people guessing because there's still a lot of people who do not know it's me. And even when I use pink or light blue Barbie colors, can we say? I think people cannot always tell because guys also use these colors. So I also like to experiment and draw more feminine things at times, but often I am more concerned about creating art than a man could have created.
All right. Is this because you think that in order to be recognized as a talented graffiti artist, you need to be able to leave people guessing as to your gender?
No, I would not say that. But what I like most in graffiti culture is to see our name tagged on all the walls in Marseille for 6 months or several years even, and wonder what this person looks like, and when I meet them, it's a surprise. But then I know it's him, and this is what he looks like. I just find it fun to be surprised when I finally meet the artist behind the pseudonym. So I enjoy doing the same thing with my pseudo, Beds.
Je trouve ça marrant. Les gens, ils sont là.
Et est-ce que tu encourages d'autres...
Well, do you encourage other girls to become graffiti artists?
Yes, totally. As soon as I see a girl who is into it, I try to bring them in. We have a girl crew now called Wall P. We are a group of girls, and we always try to add more girls. We used to be about 10, now we are 14 or 15, and little by little we are trying to grow our collective.
Et donc vous avez quel âge?
What's the age range of Wall P?
I'm the youngest, so 26 years old to 35.
35?
Ouais. Et donc...
Well, are you also trying to recruit some younger ladies? Like you said you started when you were 12.
Yes, it's true that I started when I was very young, but at our first collective, the Wall P, we were a group of friends. We came together because we had graffiti as a passion in common. And when we see young people interested, we try to bring them in. But I currently do not have a lot of young ladies in my circles, except for my sister and her friends who are not really interested. So I do not have a lot of young people to mentor, but I have older folks like Omiz, who is 35, to mentor.
Ouais. Et ça te plaît, ça plaît. Non, mais c'est bien, c'est des gens qui débutent dans le graphe, quoi.
Yeah, but it's great. There are people who are just starting with graffiti art, and I'd really like to give advice.
Yeah, and share what you've learned.
Yes, exactly. Because it took me so long to become a good artist because I learned a lot on my own. I used to paint by myself a lot when I started, before I could meet people in the culture. I used to live in a different region of France, Vach, in a small town. No one was into graffiti art, so I would paint by myself, and therefore it took me a long time to learn about painting techniques. And so when I meet people who are struggling to learn or who could benefit from learning more methodology for improving their art, I really like to share what I know with them.
Et ton oncle, il grave toujours?
Non, mais il est...
Is your uncle still a graffiti artist?
No, but he is a graffiti art collector now. He was also interviewed in several documentaries about graffiti art because now he's a lawyer, and recently he fought on behalf of a graffiti magazine who was being sued by SNCF, the National French Train System, for using pictures of their trains in their magazine. My uncle defended the magazine and won.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes, but at the same time, I feel graffiti art needs to stay illegal. I find it a problem when graffiti art enters homes and costs $50,000 because it's on a canvas. That's a weird concept.
Yeah, because you also lose the culture.
Even when I paint on canvas, I can't paint the same things that I paint on walls, because for me, these should be two different things. A wall is big, there's lots of room, and graffiti is only pretty when it's huge and seen from afar, not when it's small and trapped on a canvas, in my opinion.
And there's the culture as well of your art that's being painted over. It's also more visible this way.
Yeah, exactly. There's a risk of being painted over, and also your art does not belong to one person who buys it. It belongs to everyone. It's free. Anybody can see it and take a picture of it.
C'est l'esprit du
voilà.
Yeah, it's the spirit of hip-hop culture.
Exactly. I like the fact that graffiti art is entertaining in the mainstream in some way, but I do not like it when folks find it problematic or even dirty and ugly when graffiti art is done in the streets, but find it beautiful when it's on a canvas in somebody's living room. This does not make sense to me. Graffiti art was not created to end up in a living room. It was created to vandalize and mess with people to make them think.
What would you say to young people, or not so young girls, who are listening and might be interested in graffiti art?
I would tell them that if they like art and drawing, or if they have a passion, that they continue with it. You should not feel intimidated by anyone, not by men, parents, older brothers, or whatever. You shouldn't care. You just need to be daring, courageous girl.
Vous voyez quoi?
C'est clair. Et s'il y avait quelqu'un qui voulait commencer, donc une jeune fille qui était intéressée.
And what advice would you have for ladies who want to get started right now?
You have to work a lot. Draw a lot, especially if you want to be good at it. It's a passion. It's enjoyable, but you'll have to be willing to work more, learn more, and find the right information as well, because younger people these days struggle with respect. For example, when I was learning, even when I was learning on my own with videos or magazines or books, I knew that there were rules to follow. For example, in an abandoned building or at a training site, it's okay for you to paint over some. But in the city, you don't do that, and I feel that young people do not know that. In Marseille, there are pieces made by some famous graffiti artists. They've been there for 15 years. All of us, for all this time, have respected them and not taken their place. And today you have youngsters who are novices that come around and they erase everything because they do not know and are not familiar with the culture. So they do not know that this is taboo in graffiti culture. In a training spot like the one we are at here today, it's fine to paint over someone. But once someone has taken some significant risk to get somewhere and did an illegal piece of graffiti art in the streets, you cannot go over it. All these very young folks, they do not know that. So for me, it feels like what graffiti culture or even rap culture stands for is disappearing. These same youth, they listen to rap or rap themselves, but there is nothing meaningful in the lyrics. They want to be graffiti artists, but they paint over big names. You really have to do your research. You need to learn with folks already in the culture, older folks, so you don't make these mistakes and continue to practice the culture with the right intentions. I feel at times that everyone wants to become a graffiti artist or a tattoo artist because it's trendy, but unfortunately they make art less interesting and less valuable because they don't know the rules. For example, last time I made a very nice little boy making faces in an abandoned building. It was a very fun piece and it took me 5 hours to paint it. I came back 1 week later, and in its place was something disgusting, made in 5 minutes with no respect for the work I had done. I could tell that these were probably 14-year-old kids who had done that, and that made me very upset. Really, when I did not have a good level, I would have never had the idea of painting over someone else, especially if it was like a mural with a waterfall or something nice. I knew where my place was. I would pick a less exposed wall with lots of holes to learn and train, but without ruining someone else's art. I really feel that the street culture is not being passed on.
Street, en fait.
Et donc alors aussi pour les gens qui connaissent la culture aussi peut-être de justement.
And so here's an opportunity for folks who do know the culture to mentor our youth.
Yes, but to mentor, there are lots of people who do not want to mentor and pass on the culture. I'm aware that I was very lucky to find a few guys who mentored me. Maybe because I was a young girl, they were very friendly with me from the start, so they gave me advice and they were men with very strong principles. But there are many artists who are cheap with their time and advice. They just don't want to help, and to a certain extent, it's also one of the reasons why the culture is disappearing. I always had guys tell me what I should not do and what I could allow myself to do, and thanks to them, I always knew, so I try to transmit it to people. It's sad that a lot of artists don't want to do that, but that's life.
Yeah, that's life.
One last thing I wanted to say that I almost forgot is that when we bring women artists together to an expo or painting event, we try to inform them about the pollution and the ecology and the consequences of throwing away our spray paint cans and caps in the environment. Back in the days when I was a teenager, I didn't care and I was used to littering. But recently we realized the negative impacts this was having on the environment because we would go to training spots and there would be millions of spray paint can bottles on the ground, used, rusted, and messed up. So I decided to look into it and I found that it takes a spray bottle some 100 or 150 years to decompose on its own. So imagine when you have hundreds that cover the ground, they're going to be there for a while. So now we try to have exhibitions to show our art, but also to inform artists and the public alike about the environmental damages of leaving the spray paint behind. It really does not take much to put them in the trash can or to the recycling. This is important also for young people who are starting to realize that the spray paint bottle can be there for 100 years or 150 years, or even more, I'm sure.
Et puis ça, justement, c'est, ça défie le but du graff d'être.
And also, it defeats the purpose of graffiti art to be temporary because you make your mark a much more permanent one.
Exactly. Because in the end, there will still be the skeleton of your spray paint bottle in the environment much longer than your graffiti is on the walls. It's sad, so we try to change things.
So, what's the proper way to dispose of your paint bottles?
Well, very often, very close to where you're painting, there's a trash can or recycling bin. You can put them in a bag and carry them there instead of leaving them on the ground. Too many of us do it. It's true that we paint in already very dilapidated sites that are already polluted, and we can think one more or one less cannot make a difference, but it can really make a difference when you think about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Merci.
De rien.
La vie est courte, les délices c'est du bonheur substantiel. La mort frappe l'oiseau, assassiné en plein ciel. Les sœurs collaborant, emporter des fois les corps. Le bad boy sort quand le coroner s'endort encore. Mourir à 30 ans, passer du bon temps. L'angoisse casse l'enfant, fait du frère un type arrogant. Assuré de voir un autre jour sous les coups. Je peux quand même apprécier un coucher de soleil comme vous. Restez lucide si les soucis troublent ma raison. Quand des tours de béton s'érigent à l'horizon. Mais vraiment c'est drôle, ma philosophie est un insol. S'élève vers les cieux pour replonger plus tard vers le sol. Vision de cauchemar, noir désert du sable.
savoir voir. L'enjeu déchu, ma mise sur le purgatoire. Croire en soi, rien de nouveau sous le soleil. Tu reconnais bien là le style des bad boys.
Listening to Bread and Roses, I'm Delphine Crescenzo. Tonight, I'm playing for you interviews I conducted with female graffiti artists in Marseille, in the south of France, while I was visiting my family over the holiday. We just finished listening to the first interview with Beds, who started graffiti art at age 12 and enjoys passing on the culture and the art to younger and not so young beginners. We also just listened to Bad Boy de Marseille by IM and the Funky Family. So for my birthday, which was December 22nd, my cousin, who goes by Omis, spent 5 hours painting my name on the walls of an abandoned house in construction. You can see photos of the piece that she painted for me on the Bread and Roses Facebook page. Find us as KBU Bread and Roses. Omis is 35 years old and the mother of two. She recently took to graffiti art after years of thinking about it. She's part of two crews, 219 and B2F. So here is my interview with Omis. This is Brad and Roses on KBOO Portland.
Alors, soit, ça fait depuis combien de temps que tu fais du graff?
Omis, how long have you been a graffiti artist?
It hasn't been long at all. It's been going to be 2 years soon. I used to draw a little, and recently I discovered spray painting, and a love story started.
Et puis j'ai découvert le spray. Et maintenant, ben voilà, c'est une histoire d'amour. Et ça fait quoi dans ta vie? Ça ramène quoi dans ta vie?
So what does graffiti art bring to your life?
It brings a lot to my life. It's a fantastic way to get away. I feel like I have no more problems, like nothing else exists or matters around me. In fact, this is why I could not be interviewed earlier, because I was so focused on drawing my outline that I could not talk to you at the same time. Now I'm filling in the color, so it's a more mechanical phase, and I can talk while painting. But to get back to your question, graffiti art is how I get away, how I'm creative. When I paint, nothing else matters.
Et donc la première phase, c'est quoi? Et dis-nous c'est quoi les...
What is the first phase of designing a piece, and what comes next?
The first step is to try and organize what you want in your head. To know already what shape you're going to draw, what color you're going to use, and how you're going to make them work harmoniously with each other. Which can be a challenge, especially when you're a novice like me. I have to admit that I'm still struggling with harmonizing colors. But yeah, having an idea in your head, knowing which color you're going to use, but sometimes you can also completely improvise. You just gotta follow your mood. In my case, because I'm a beginner, my next step is to draw a sketch and to prepare my ideas on a piece of paper. I admit that I always bring a sketch with me, unless I'm painting something that I'm used to painting and have worked on before, like the letters of my pseudonym. And then I don't need to have a reference.
J'ai pas besoin de modèle, mais sinon j'ai toujours mon sketch préparé à l'avance.
C'est quoi ton blaze?
Mon blaze, c'est Omis. pour les miennes.
What is your pseudonym?
My pseudonym is Homies, for all my relations. Yeah, that's what I do. I get away, I add colors to the walls, to my life.
Et donc une fois que tu as fait le sketch, après tu viens sur la.
And so once you have drawn your sketch, you look for the wall where the final piece is going to end upon, right?
Yeah, you have to first locate the ideal spot. In my case, I'm looking for a place that is not completely illegal. To be a vandal, you have to take a lot of risks. You have to be very fast. I am not yet fast enough to paint a nice piece in a risky spot. And once you have found a nice spot, you have to see how much room there is and if you need to bring paint to cover up a whole wall. Spray paint is very expensive, so we try to bring a bucket and rollers if we need to clear a wall up. To cover up a whole wall, you need a bit of planning, but once your wall is ready, the next step is to start your piece.
Le spot.
Et donc après tu fais le contour, tu commences avec le contour.
Alors moi,
and the first thing you paint is the outline.
Yeah, I start drawing my letters outline with spray paint. This step was a very difficult one for me at first because I'd often get confused with all the lines. So I was trying to use many different colors to draw each letter of my outline. Now I am much better at it and I get less confused.
Maintenant ça y est, j'ai pris un peu le coup, je me mélange beaucoup moins.
Et donc, c'est quoi ton opinion sur...
Well, so what are your thoughts about women and graffiti art?
At times, it can be tough for women because there are a lot of preconceived ideas about the capacity of women, like in many other cultures. Graffiti culture is at its root male-centric. Nowadays, there are more and more women joining the movement, and so we are having a positive impact on the culture. Plus, there are some very gifted women out there. In France, we have some killer women graffiti artists, and their talents have greatly contributed to women's integration into graffiti culture. Many women artists are also dating graffiti artists.
Donc du coup ça y est, maintenant les filles, ça commence, elles ont réussi à se faire leur place. Après bon, c'est vrai qu'il y a beaucoup c'est des femmes de graffeurs. Voilà. Mon homme graffe également aussi.
My man is also a graffiti artist. But we started together. We found this passion together, so we started at the same time.
And what role does graffiti art play in your relationship?
Having such a passion in common has helped us build a stronger bond with each other. I feel very satisfied by our relationship. But some people will tell you that they would not like sharing such a passion with their partner. In my case, I wouldn't consider going out to paint without him. I like sharing this experience with him too much. I like painting with him.
Je me verrais pas me faire de session sans lui. Ouais, le partage ensemble. Donc on s'y est mis ensemble et voilà, j'aime bien peindre avec lui.
Et puis vous apprenez ensemble aussi.
Également.
And you're learning together as well.
Exactly. We make progress together even though we have developed two very different styles. I'm glad that despite learning together, we have managed to create our own very distinct art. We don't really copy each other or find inspiration in each other's art. However, we give each other a lot of advice. Graffiti art has an essential place in our relationship because it is something that helps us grow.
Qui nous fait encore plus évoluer.
Pourquoi est-ce que c'est important qu'il y ait de la représentation féminine dans le graff, tu penses?
Why is it important that there is female representation in graffiti culture?
Well, because the feminine touch is unique and important. There are techniques that were introduced and are specific to women, but also because it is a passion that girls deserve to have. They have the right to share their art and to paint on walls because graffiti is an art and it should not be limited to anyone. Even when I'm 60 years old, if I'm still able to paint, if my fingers and joints still allow me to paint, I'll be painting. It's 2015. Things are supposed to have changed. So let's give women the place they deserve and let's make it the norm to have women graffiti artists.
Ouais, je sais pas, c'est... Quand on est en 2015 maintenant, je pense que les choses sont censément évoluer. Donc voilà, pour moi c'est normal qu'une femme puisse également peindre même au même titre qu'un homme.
Et donc toi par contre tu essaies pas de cacher que...
Do you try to hide that you are a woman in your art, or do you not care so much if people know you are a woman graffiti artist?
I don't really care if people know, but I do prefer when people do not know my gender, because then I don't have to wonder if people like my art for what it is, or if they like it because I'm a woman, and they compliment me but expect something in return. You often have to wonder when someone is trying to interact with you by showing interest in your art, if they are sincere or if they are just trying to get with you. I know it is like that in a lot of circles, but it's not a bad thing if people don't know my gender. This way, preconceived ideas or gender norms won't influence someone's judgment of my art. And to be honest, I do not try to situate myself as a feminist in the world of graffiti. I don't promote myself as a female graffiti artist. However, I am very proud to be a woman graffiti artist. That's something important to me, and if I could bring more women to appreciate the art and convince them to learn, that would be awesome. I believe I would enjoy passing on the art for sure. At the same time, I'm 35 years old, but I myself am just a beginner, so it's going to be a while before I'm ready to mentor others. I still have so much to learn and very little to teach at this point.
Pas de conseils, j'ai rien à apprendre à personne. Au contraire, j'ai moi tout à apprendre. Donc.
Et donc demain, si ta fille elle te dit, je veux me mettre à faire du.
And if one day your daughter was interested in becoming a graffiti artist, would that be fine with you?
Absolutely. And to be honest, I would even be very proud if that's what she's choosing to do. Now, of course, I would not approve of her being a vandal and wrecking places. But if she goes into abandoned buildings and training sites like I do, if it makes her feel the same way I do, then I would not take that from her. On the contrary, I would encourage it. It would be paradoxical otherwise. However, I'm not trying to push her in this direction. I'm not trying to force her to be interested in my art, in my drawings. I don't force her to follow the art.
Je ne l'oblige pas à regarder mes toiles ou mes dessins, mes graphes. Je ne l'oblige pas à suivre mon art.
Oui, c'est. Yeah, it's up to her.
Exactly.
And we talk about graffiti as an art. Do you think that this is recognized as such in France?
It's starting to be recognized as such because it's becoming trendy. What's really recognized right now is street art, which is different from graffiti art. That's a different debate. In my case, I do not pretend myself to be an artist or a vandal. I only paint because I like it. But the story goes that the hardcore graffiti artists don't have a harmonious relationship with street artists. The main conflict is around how both art relate to commercial interests and how that corrupts the culture. But this is not a new debate in hip-hop culture. The rap scene has the same debate going on.
Dans ce qui touche le hip-hop, hein, la culture hip-hop. Hein. Dans le rap, on a la même chose. Hein. Dès qu'on sort.
As soon as you move away from street culture to sign a contract to get paid to perform your art, you can no longer be a vandal. That's just how it is. It's the rule in the graffiti world. And I'm still new, so I don't know all the rules and all the codes. Slowly but surely, I'm learning.
Et ce que j'en connais du peu de temps que j'en fais partie, je connais pas encore toutes les règles, tous les codes. Mais voilà, petit à petit, j'apprends.
Et donc, qu'est-ce que ce serait ton conseil si,
What would your advice be to a young or not so young person who is interested in starting to learn graffiti art? What would be the first thing to do?
I would say start designing letters. You don't have to find a pseudonym right away, but work on letters all the time. Grab a piece of paper. Make sure you always have a pencil on you. And sketch things out. You will see, little by little, with enough work and creativity, you'll be able to beautify letters.
Petit à petit, après, c'est les idées, elles viennent, les choses, elles se mettent en place. On arrive à vraiment embellir une lettre. C'est ça.
You have to like letters.
Et toi, c'est quoi ta position par rapport à l'environnement?
Finally, what are your thoughts about the environmental impact of graffiti art?
First of all, our crew, we do not leave our spray paint bottles behind. In fact, I have an acquaintance who gets empty spray paint cans and recycles them into pieces of furniture. She creates furniture and art by using byproducts of graffiti art. She is an artist as well, so I try to help her out. I save my cans and let her know so she can come and get them when she has time.
Super, et après elle les transforme en quelque chose.
Very cool. So she gives the cans another life.
Yeah, she even attends all kinds of graffiti art gatherings to get as many spray paint cans as she can from the artists to turn around and transform them into something new and functional.
C'est vachement cool comme idée, quoi.
Bah ouais, on essaie de contribuer.
That's a really cool idea.
It is. And even though we don't mean to add to the pollution, we have the duty to not make things worse, especially that we use spray paint. It's already toxic enough, so yeah, we pollute. We pollute a lot. But to be perfectly honest, if chemical-free spray paint was more affordable, we would buy it instead of what we use now. But prices are so expensive. I believe it costs around 6 euros per can, which makes it very difficult for a lot of folks, especially considering that many graffiti artists are very poor. They are guys and ladies from the street.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Bien, merci bien.
Essaye pas d'ignorer, d'ignorer, d'ignorer.
Ville, MARS, pas besoin de te présenter ma ville. Ça rappe depuis les premières heures, microphone branché à vif. Ça rappe dans tous les coins, sera plan du rap d'hier. Troisième génération d'MC arrive déjà la quatrième. Identité marseillaise, ni New York, ni Atlanta. Nous on reste fidèles à nous-mêmes, on n'attend pas, nous on s'en bat. On garde l'honneur des gens d'en bas, énervé ou nonchalant. Trop sincère, numéro 1 s'appelle à jamais Luciano. Marseille, Marseille, a toujours fait vibrer la France. Ce fut un temps où tout l'hexagone rappait même avec l'accent. J'en place une pour les absents, puis une autre pour tous nos anciens. Tu dis qu'on chiale toi, mais ferme-la et colle ta tête aux anciens. Nous on rappe avec des principes, même sur le cœur avec des principes et j'insiste. Car dans ce bistrot de frères qui vacille, faire le fou c'est facile, rester vrai c'est fragile. MARS c'est magique, un peu de cœur t'enraye la machine.
Tu verras pas venir le coup d'éclat. L'école du rap de Mars.
Qui a dit que le rap du sud était mort?
Ici le flux est énorme.
Centre-ville,
quartier sud, quartier nord.
Marseille, Marseille, Marseille.
Qui a dit que le rap du sud était mort? Ici le flux est énorme.
Marseille atterrit dans les chartes, revoilà le vaisseau spatial. Y'a ceux qui restent et ceux qui partent, nous c'est du vrai son spatial. C'est notre histoire qui parle d'elle-même. C'est le mec à vouloir faire du fric, mon frère, il s'est foutu dans quelle merde. J'ai pas l'envoyer pêle-mêle, le son c'est la cour martiale. Les MC cherchent la somme, la vie de rêve, le jeu du Barça. En face d'Alger et de Gaza, de ceux que ceux qui gouvernent ignorent. Trafiqué western, ignoble, miracle et destin ignoble. Rien à prouver à personne, faut juste répéter les coups. Que ceux qui viennent pour défiler ne viennent pas nous péter les loups. Micro ouvert, j'compte rester jusqu'à plus d'heures. Chez nous même les voyous ont du respect et de la pudeur. J'suis de ceux qui borcent avec les crocs, comme monsieur borce avec les mots. J'traite pas avec les flûtes, avec les torses, avec les faux. J'vis de mon chargeur, vacciné et majeur. Marseillais et rageur, de ceux qui savent rimer en levant le majeur.
Tu verras pas venir le coup d'éclat.
L'école du rap de Mars,
qui a dit que le rap du sud était mort?
Ici le flux est énorme.
1, 3,
centre-ville,
quartier sud, quartier nord.
Marseille, 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 Marseille.
Qui a dit que le rap du sud était mort?
Ici le flux est énorme.
1, 3,
centre-ville, quartier sud, quartier nord.
Tu peux pas tester l'esprit rebelle pour la vie, nos écrits se lèvent. À l'heure où ceux qui touchent des primes se taisent, force ceux qui méprisent le trèfle. Je dis ce texte à la ville à part, si t'es marginal, mise à part. Que de la ruse, elle est la capitale. Ma ville fout la haine aux normes, attirante comme les phéromones, bouillante comme le vélodrome, mais beaucoup plus ancienne que Rome. Sais-tu seulement d'où vient la dimension identitaire de l'indépendance vécue à travers quelques...
You are listening to Bread and Roses. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. Tonight, I'm playing for you interviews I conducted with female graffiti artists in Marseille, in the south of France, while I was visiting my family over the holiday. We just finished listening to an interview with my cousin, who goes by Omis. She's 35 years old, the mother of two, and a beginner. She's part of two crews, 219 and B2F. And we also just listened to Marseille, and the singer is Kenny Arcana. Well, and so a few days after my birthday painting trip, we went to an abandoned 5-story-high dental clinic, which had become the training site for the 219 and B2F members, my cousin's crews. There I met another graffiti artist who goes by Lily Pute,
She interrupted her painting of one of her famous dinosaur with braces to share her thoughts about sexism in graffiti art and introduce her nonprofit project. You can see photos of her piece captured on that day on the Bread and Roses Facebook page. Find us as KBOO Bread and Roses. So here is my interview with Lily Putz. This is Bread and Roses on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
On peut utiliser ton nom ou tu préfères qu'on utilise un pseudo?
Can we use your name or we can use a pseudonym?
Yeah, we're going to use a pseudonym because I got arrested recently.
Okay, on va utiliser un pseudo.
All right, let's use a pseudonym. So how should we call you?
Mon blaze, c'est Lily Putz.
Well, okay. The name I use when I do graffiti art is Lily Putz.
Okay.
Donc ça fait combien de temps que tu fais du graff?
So how long have you been a graffiti artist?
It's been 2 years that I really started painting using spray paint.
2 ans, okay. Wow. Et comment c'est arrivé?
And how did you get started?
I grew up in the culture. My older brother was really into it, but really graffiti art was an essential part of the culture my generation grew up with as well. Also, Marseille is a city that is heavily vandalized. So since I was 10 years old, I've been in contact with graffiti art on a daily basis in the streets of Marseille. But as far as what made me decide to start painting, it was my fear of getting old, I guess, and the desire to express myself.
Okay, donc tu as quel âge?
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
La peur de vieillir, ça vient d'où?
All right. So where does your fear of getting old come from?
Turning 30, I guess.
Ça a été difficile pour toi?
All right. And so how hard was it for you to get started? Are there any stigmas about female graffiti artists?
Not really. Honestly, when you are a woman, because graffiti art is a male-centric culture, it is easy to get started, but it depends what you want to do with it. For my part, I'm not a vandal. I do not claim a territory either, so there's no problems for me being accepted. Usually, when you are a woman, guys really enjoy having you in graffiti circles. That being said, I do not really know much about what's going on with the crews who fight over territories. I really don't associate with it. So I'm not aware of how women are treated in those circles.
C'est pas mon délire, quoi.
Et est-ce que tu penses que c'est important qu'il y ait justement aussi de la représentation féminine?
Do you find it important to have female representation in graffiti art, and why?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Because graffiti is part of hip-hop culture. And hip-hop culture is about mixing genre, people, desires, and worldviews. And so it's very important that women contribute. But I'm not really sure if women differentiate themselves from men in graffiti art, or if it is significant to try to differentiate them, because technically speaking, there are female graffiti artists who are as good or better than men. And maybe the only difference that can be seen is their choice of colors.
Et toi, ça t'apporte quoi de faire du graffiti?
Ça m'aère l'esprit.
What does graffiti bring to your life?
It clears my mind. If it fills my lungs with poison, it clears my mind. And if it offers me an opportunity to express myself, usually I like to paint on the weekend, at the end of my work week. And more often than not, what I paint is fed by the week's events. Whether I like it or not, I'm influenced by what happened the last few days.
Pendant la semaine ou pendant les jours d'avant, quoi.
D'accord.
Voilà.
Et tu penses que c'est mieux pour cette pièce-là que tu viens juste de faire?
Could you analyze the piece you just started behind us?
Not right now, no. But when it will be done, yes, I can for sure. Very often I give braces to my characters, and because today we are painting in an abandoned dental clinic, it really makes me want to paint very nice braces on this character today.
Super. Tu as une organisation.
Very cool. So you have an organization connected to graffiti art. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. I'm helping a friend of mine, and together we have created a nonprofit organization. And our final goal is to go around the world and meet female graffiti artists in every country. Our desire is to connect with other women in the culture is fed by the fact that there are a limited number of women known to be involved in the art. It is hard to meet women. We know there are many graffiti artists out there who are women, thanks to the internet and to magazines. But we have the desire to find out how women are making it out there. Here in Marseille, we live a Western lifestyle where a woman can be a graffiti artist or sit at a bar and drink a beer without being rejected. It is also socially accepted for girls and guys to hang out together. I feel I am thinking that maybe in South America or in Egypt it is different. Maybe there are even women in Iran who do graffiti, and I'm sure that their reality is very different from ours because of the different social norms.
J'imagine que c'est d'autant plus un combat que c'est pas dans l'ordre des choses. Voilà.
Ouais, tout à fait. Donc l'association ce serait pour avoir...
Yes, absolutely. So how many people would travel around the world with the organization?
Only one person to start, because it's a lot of money and planning. But there will be a lot of folks joining in locally, both women and men.
Et le but, ce serait donc de documenter, en fait.
Ça serait nous continuer à...
And what would be the goal of meeting other artists?
First of all, to perfect our art and exchange techniques and ideas. But we really want to push the debate and tell the story of women in graffiti art and explore if their art is influenced by their gender per se or by social norms and culture. Do we situate ourselves differently because we are ladies?
D'accord. Et la réponse, c'est quoi?
Eh bien, je sais pas.
And so what's the answer?
Well, I don't know, but I wonder a lot.
This is why you're planning this trip, I guess. And are you also exploring misogyny in hip-hop?
Well, for me, it depends when we talk about hip-hop culture, if we're talking about rap music or about hip-hop as a lifestyle, as I live it with folks from my generation. I do not find it misogynistic. We talk about feminism, but I feel that those of our generation who were raised in the culture, we are a generation of feminists, men included. I do not feel that guys in our generation are a reflection of some big misogynistic hip-hop icons like 50 Cent or Booba in France, at least not in the social and cultural environment I evolve in.
So you feel that hip-hop culture has had a positive influence on gender norms, that the culture has become more inclusive?
Yes, and I think that it can put men in a difficult spot too, because if women fight for equity, then the position of men also has to change, and they have to give up something, which complicates the feminist cause, because in the eyes of women, we are making progress, but some men see our progress as their loss.
Parce que nous, il y a beaucoup plus de choses à faire. Et les mecs, c'est peut-être un retour en arrière pour eux. Là où nous, c'est un pas en avant, quoi.
Ouais, c'est clair.
It is true. So when will this trip around the world start? Where can people follow the adventure?
In a few months, folks will be able to follow our adventure online. We're creating a website right now, and we think that we will be ready for takeoff in 2 or 3 years.
Partir, prendre le premier avion, on aimerait d'ici 2-3 ans. Voilà, que ça commence d'ici 2-3 ans, vraiment.
D'accord. Et donc, en attendant, vous essayez de chercher des contacts.
So in the meantime, you are planning the trip. Looking for contact, maybe using the internet, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. It is such an important tool for us. Looking for female graffiti artists on Instagram, for example, we can see that there is a girl movement happening, contrary to 10 years ago when I was just graduating high school and I thought the graffiti art was only for boys and for vandals. Here in Marseille, there is an artist named Poe who is a vandal and takes as much risk as men. And I would be very curious to know how men react to her daring
des
art.
Un peu vandale, rigolote. Ouais. Ben elle, par exemple, elle fait des trucs couillus, j'ai envie de dire, et je sais pas du tout comment les mecs prennent ça, quoi.
D'accord.
Ça m'intéresserait de
donc
savoir
en fait,
aussi, quoi.
Does she try to articulate anti-sexist sentiment in her art?
I don't know if she's trying to express anti-sexist ideas, but she's trying to express herself as a woman, that's for sure. And so maybe this translates into expressing anti-sexist ideas, or maybe not. Maybe it is a mistake to think that.
Of course, because it should not be that art made by women should be seen as anti-sexist, but still the question remains as to what men graffiti artists think of her daring, colorful pieces. Because she's not afraid of painting in treacherous places.
Se mettre dans les endroits.
Monter sur un toit.
Ouais.
She climbs roofs and all. Yeah, in fact, talking about women trying to change the culture, we also have a female crew, not connected with the nonprofit. It is called Wall P, and we tried to do a music video where we all dance performing only gender neutral moves. It was pretty funny.
Tell us about Walpi. How did the desire to create an all-women graffiti crew come to be?
This is a funny story because it started with mostly girlfriends of male graffiti artists. We would all follow them to painting sites, but we felt that the guys had a hard time letting girls in or allowed them to feel part of the crew, even though they were their girlfriends and they loved them. We felt that girls represented something that was not welcomed in the crew, so many decided to create a different crew, for women only as a reaction to this rejection. So now we go out and paint together, the same way we could spend the afternoon baking muffins or getting our nails done.
That sounds even more fun.
It is, but we're not trying to go to war against guys. It just became another activity we would do when we got together, when before we would have a sleepover.
But it is also important that we have sisterhood. There is brotherhood and sisterhood, time to create alliances and to feel connected to other women. Because the sexist culture out there tells us to be fighting each other constantly.
Exactly, and it makes me feel so good. When I go out to paint with other women, it makes me feel so proud to be a woman and to be part of a female crew and to be there with them. I'm not on my own anymore. I represent for them too. And all of a sudden, it makes sense why guys are so into that. Being part of a crew allows us to be in communion with each other.
Thank you. Very nice.
You are welcome.
Merci à toi.
C'est l'ironie du sort, je suis né sous le sol du coq. Économiquement pauvre, la mafia mondiale m'escroque. Y'a plus l'harmonie dans ma famille. Vos pubs de cul traumatisent les gamines. Que Dieu nous sort, homme du monde. Y'a pas de gang sans armes, ni de corps sans âme. Peu de mer sans larmes, y'a presque plus d'air. Le temps moderne est lourd, on se déshydrate à l'eau de feu dans le gouffre. On meurt un peu chaque jour. Charme, la misère n'est pas moins pénible au soleil. Aux Comores, combien rêvent de Marseille à moins 5 l'hiver. Alors qu'ils savent qu'ici on est ado, masochiste. Transpère, c'est qu'on se dessine sur le corps, qu'on combat le fasciste. Et que le fric c'est le frère de l'égoïsme. Que les côtoyer c'est perdre des proportions et le réalisme. Liste, combien de gens sont incompris donc se désistent. Cette phobie existe, c'est triste. Ce qui arrive au monde, pas fait. Victime d'être voyant, contaminé avant de lire la consonne à voyelle. Les années passent comme les mois comme les semaines. Les semaines passent comme les jours et l'Afrique saigne. Qui tient les rênes?
Stone, le monde est stone. Ils veulent nous anesthésier l'esprit. Nous disent que le paradis est ici. Bon baby, c'est stone. Le monde est stone. Une avancée technologique. Au lieu de soigner nos hémorragies.
À cette époque où la dalle devrait être un crime contre l'humanité. Les mentalités sont en manque de fertilité. Où la paix est avortée depuis que la colombe crame sur la flamme de la statue de la liberté. Où la jeunesse est un drame qui s'inscrit d'une politique ridée. Émission télé en pleine puberté. Là où mes larmes trempent ces lettres venues du bled. Car on préfère aller sur Mars pour mettre de l'eau et de l'électricité. Là où pour du shit tu vas au trou. Pendant qu'au jardin d'enfants les flèches de Cupidon sont tirées par du trou. Là où des bâtards confondent berceau et tombe. Là où le sang du sol est beaucoup plus cher que celui d'un membre. Là où on t'enferme pour tes idées. Où les vieux ne tiennent plus l'été. Où des mères ne connaissent toujours pas le bonheur d'allaiter. Il y a tellement de gens qui souffrent. Je peux te lever le bateau que t'as sous les yeux. Mais faut aussi que tu les souffres. Que t'es mal. Comme j'ai mal voir ces filles de 12 ans qu'on retrouve dans les bois. Moi j'ai mal. Pour tous ces orphelins de guerre qui nous envient nos fêtes des mères. Moi j'ai mal. Pour toutes ces victimes d'épidémies, de séismes et d'attentats. J'ai mal car nos enfants grandissent dans ce monde stone.
Le monde est stone. Ils veulent nous anesthésier l'esprit. Nous disent que le paradis est ici.
You are listening to Bread and Roses. I'm Delphine Crescenzo.
Tonight, I played for you interviews I conducted with three female graffiti artists in Marseille, in the south of France, where I'm from. We just finished listening to the last interview with Lily Pute, who is starting a nonprofit organization to connect women graffiti artists around the world. We also just finished listening to Le Monde Stone by Psychiatre de la Rime. You can listen and download a full podcast of this show and past Bread and Roses shows on the KBOO website. That's www.kboo.fm/Bread and Roses. You can also see photos that were taken during my trip of the art of beds, omis, and Lilliput by going to the Bread and Roses Facebook page. Find us as KBOO Bread and Roses. I want to thank again my crew in France who helped with this project, my husband Noah who helped with recording and photography and video, my cousin Audrey Crescenzo, Tuya, my aunt Janine Crescenzo who was a sound engineer on the Lilliput interview, and my aunt Tatu Fletcher who is one of the photographers for the project. Also special thanks to my crew in Portland who helped with voiceover. That would be Jackie Malmstrom of Rose City Native Radio, Madeline Fox, and Zoe Pelliafis. And this is going to be turned into a video photography multimedia project, so stay tuned on the Bread and Roses Facebook page. Thank you so much for listening to Bread and Roses. We bring you feminist news and public affairs every Friday at 6 p.m. Next week, your host will be Nia Nguyen. Thank you so much for listening. I will leave you with Diams. This is Ma France à moi. Have a good week, everyone.
Ma France à moi, elle parle fort. Elle vit à bout de rêve, elle vit en groupe, parle de bled et déteste les règles. Elle sèche les cours le plus souvent pour ne rien foutre. Elle joue au foot sous le soleil, souvent du coca dans la gourde. C'est le hip-hop qui la fait danser sur les pistes. Parfois elle kiffe un peu de rock, ouais si la mélodie est triste. Elle fume des clopes et un peu d'ish, mais jamais de drogue dure. Héroïne, cocaïne et crack égale ordure. Souvent en guerre contre les administrations, leurs BEP mécaniques ne permettront pas d'être patron. Alors elle se démène et vend de la maïm à des bourges, mais la maïm ça ramène à la mère un peu de bouffe, ouais. Parce que la famille c'est l'amour et que l'amour se fait rare. Elle se bat tant bien que mal pour les mettre à l'écart. Elle a des valeurs, des principes et des codes. Elle se couche à l'heure du coq car elle passe toutes ses nuits au phone. Elle.